Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska's largest telecommunications provider, GCI, has announced that it will deliver free internet to Alaskans in need as part of the Energy Broadband Benefit Program. The temporary program, as part of the FCC, was announced earlier this year, providing internet to qualifying households struggling to pay for internet service during this pandemic. GCI will offer its standard internet plan for free for those who qualify. Heather Handyside, Vice President of Corporate Communications for GCI, spoke to KSRM.
The FCC has listed criteria for folks to help them understand if they would qualify for this benefit. And some of the qualifications are if someone in your family receives free or reduced lunch or breakfast under federal programs, individuals who've received a Pell Grant, somebody who is already eligible for the Lifeline program, which is another program where folks get just a deeply discounted wireless phone service for just a few dollars a month. Or if you can demonstrate you've had a substantial loss of income since February 2020. So these are the criteria that the FCC is looking for. And if you go to the FCC website, it's called the National Verification Site, you enter your information. And once they verify that you are someone who qualifies, if you're a GCI customer or if you want to sign up with GCI, GCI will be notified and we can start you on these low-cost or free internet programs. It's not necessarily easy to understand, but we can direct folks to the website. They can get qualified, and then if they contact GCI, we'll be able to walk them through the process.
The program provides eligible new and existing GCI customers with a $75 a month credit, fully covering the cost of the entry-level internet plan. Also, customers can choose to use the credit to upgrade an existing plan. Also, eligible households may purchase a Samsung tablet for a one-time payment of only $10.99 under the program. And we've got full details on this program by logging on to our website at radiokenai.com. The city of Saldanha will soon be declaring a vacancy on the city council for seat B. Council member Pamela Parker had submitted her resignation from city council seat B with an effective date of May 27th at midnight. In a resignation letter to city clerk Shelley Sainer, councilwoman Pamela Parker states that her family will be moving outside of city limits. In accordance with Saldanha Municipal Code, the City Council accepts the resignation of Parker and a vacancy is declared. Within 35 calendar days after declaring the seat vacant, the remaining members will appoint a qualified person to fill the vacancy till the next regularly scheduled election, which will be October 5th, 2021. At that time, the council seat will be placed on the ballot as seat B, partial term ending October 2023. Moving forward, the city has to accept the resignation of Councilmember Pamela Parker and declare seat B to be vacant, effective May 27th at midnight. The city clerk will be tasked with advertising the vacancy and proceed with the steps necessary to fill the vacancy. A date to appoint the qualified person to fill the vacancy will be set at June 9th. Of this year. The first notice of vacancy will be posted on May 15th and published officially May 16th. Applications will be accepted beginning on Monday, May 18th at 8 a.m. and they will be through Monday, June 1st at 2 p.m. And for more information, contact the City of Saldanha or log on to radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.